All right, well, you know what? Let's start the show, Jarrett.
The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up.
Yeah, the Splash, we start it today for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. The big story came out last night. Jeff Passan of ESPN, among the baseball reporters, putting it out there that Major League Baseball and its players increasingly focused on a plan that could allow them to start the season as early as May, and has the support of high-ranking federal public health officials who believe that the league can safely operate during this pandemic. The plan dictates that all 30 teams would play at stadiums in the greater Phoenix area with no fans, including Chase Field, all the spring training facilities, and perhaps other nearby fields. Okay, so that was last night's development.
Yep.
And there's still a lot of it out there. Today, Major League Baseball did issue a statement that said MLB has been actively considering numerous contingency plans that would allow to commence play to commence once the public health situation has improved to the point that it is safe to do so. While we have discussed the idea of staging games at one location as one potential option, we have not settled on that option or developed a detailed plan.
Yeah, sounds to me like it's going in the right direction, to the very fact that Major League Baseball had to release that statement to kind of address this chorus of dissenters that are out there, and surprisingly, dissenters locally among people who cover sports for a living. I think this is phenomenal. It's a development that I really hope that Major League Baseball was looking at seriously, and I think they are. And I think they can attempt to do this safely. Can I guarantee it? No. But I think they can attempt to do it. And I think a lot of the knee-jerk reactions to this are, they're just, I get being afraid of some things, but I've heard people go, well, what about these poor players? They're going to be sequestered for X amount of months away from their family. Okay, really? That's a concern? Well, it's so hot in Arizona. That's a concern? There's not fans going to these games. You can play them at 7 o'clock in the morning if you want.
Well, I think the heat thing is not necessarily a valid. I mean, players play in the heat now. I mean, up until this season, Texas had outdoor games in the heat of the summer. It was miserable there. You can play
in
the heat.
That's right, they do.
You can play in the heat, certainly.
The Marlins played outside until
recently. You can play in the heat. You can't be playing it in the dead middle of the afternoon in the month of June and July in Arizona. But you can work around that.
But I think there is some validity to the 4 months away from family thing for a lot of people. I'm not going to say it's universal.
What do you think baseball players do? They don't spend much time at home during the season anyways.
I mean, they're never gone for more than 10 days at a time.
But even when they're home, they're working every day, and they're out of the house every day in the morning, and they're working well into the night. They don't talk to most Major League Baseball players. It's not like they have normal family lives during the season, even when they're at home. But again,
yeah, but, I mean, that's still a million miles away from the norm.
So that consideration would make you not want this to happen?
It's not going to affect me either way.
Okay.
I'm just talking about what's going to pop up in the myriad of problems with this proposal.
I don't know how many professional athletes I have met in my life who would put up their hand and say, no, you're taking away the sliver of family time that I have when my team is at home for the ability to make money playing baseball. There might be three guys who do that. I don't think that's a concern at all.
I don't even think it'll get far enough down the road for that to become an issue, quite honestly. And we'll get more into that in a little bit, but I think you're way underselling that.
Okay.
Elsewhere in the world of sports, Adam Silver doing another interview where he's talking about the uncertainty of the NBA season getting resumed at any point. He said, basically, I've got less information than I had the first time I talked on this. And that's just due to the ever-changing nature of the news cycle on this coronavirus outbreak. He said, quote, essentially, what I've told my folks over the last week is that we should just accept that, at least for the month of April, we will not be in a position to make any decisions. And I don't think that necessarily means on May 1st we will be. Adam Silver, I mean, Well, baseball is obviously centered on Phoenix for a return plan. The reports are that Vegas is on the NBA's radar, that North Dakota is on the NHL's radar plan. I mean, these leagues are kicking the tires on all potential return plans. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What I said yesterday, and I'll stick by this, I don't necessarily know if there's much benefit into making everything that you're planning or, you know, throwing at the wall public at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think the NHL has really got the right momentum or really any viable plan in place. I think that the NBA is wrestling with a lot of issues, and according to Brian Windhorst, he's sensing a lot of pessimism about anything getting done. So the picture's starting to become a little more clear, in my opinion. We don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the month, but I think a lot of this is positive development. The fact that a lot of people, from Dana White to Rob Manfred to whoever else, is thinking about doing these kind of things, I'm glad there's some innovation taking place.
NFL draft, there was a memo sent out to all the teams yesterday from the commissioner, Roger Goodell, that said the draft will proceed in a fully virtual format. The memo was obtained by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. He reported the league informed a group of general managers that it was proceeding with plans for a virtual draft during a conference call on Friday. So I don't think that's a huge surprise there. But just to hear the word fully put in front of virtual. That opens up another area of concern, which we'll dive into later on in the show today. But there is your splash for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020.